latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM Update with Cam Want.
The face of Christian music has spent the past 60 years evolving and growing. While many assume contemporary Christian music began in the US in the 70s with Larry Norman, Love Song, and the second chapter of Acts, others point to a Salvation Army beat band from the UK who shared the charts with the Beatles. Music historian Martin Fawkes.
On the back of the Beatles turning the music world upside down, the Salvation Army in the UK decided in 1964 to create a pop group of their own to reach young people in the same way they'd done decades before with their brass bands. The new group, known as the Joy Strings, recorded several hits for EMI, including It's an Open Secret and A Starry Night. The Joy Strings appeared in Salvation Army uniform wherever they performed, in concert halls, on the streets, in Playboy clubs, and on the BBC.
The 60s also saw a string of other Christian-themed tunes making the charts, including Ferlin Husky's Wings of a Dove, The Impressions' Amen, Peter Paul and Mary's Tell It on the Mountain, and Jesus Was a Soul Man from Lawrence Reynolds. But perhaps the biggest was a hymn recorded by the Edwin Hawkins Singers, an African-American youth choir. It became an international hit on the pop charts, reaching number 4 in the US, number 1 in France, Germany and the Netherlands, number 2 in the UK, and number 18 in Melbourne, and number 24 in Sydney. Tremaine Hawkins sang on the project.
One of the first times that people were familiar with gospel music was with the song Oh Happy Day. I've always believed that gospel music is such a wonderful form of music. It's an experience, really. And I felt that, especially in the earlier days, we had such periods of time where gospel music was put on the map. And I've always felt that gospel music, once people got a chance to really listen and experience it, they fall in love with it.
Next week, we'll visit the 70s, which introduced to us Larry Norman, Chuck Gerrard, Evie, Andre Crouch, Petra, and the second chapter of Acts. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.